Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt, and this is day 3 of our 40 days of seeking His plans and purposes for our lives. And hopefully it'll be a time of encouragement for you as you are faithful to walk in the assignment that He has given you. Day 3, I will not lose heart. Galatians 6:9. And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season we shall reap, if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. It's hard at times to hang on to your vision or your assignment that the Father has given you. We can become discouraged. We can lose heart when we don't see things manifested as quickly as we expected them to be. I know, because I've been walking in that as well. I've been holding on to the vision and calling He's given us for over 30 years, as He, through the years, He's made the vision and the assignment more clear every day. And every day we just need to be faithful to walk in what He has shown us to do for His kingdom and His glory, and not with wrong motives, not for motives to make ourselves popular or well known, but the motive is to bring forth His kingdom and His glory upon the earth. I want to encourage you to renew your vision and let Him renew your strength. Ask Yahweh to bring you to the place where you can start reaping the harvest of the seed you have sown. We need to continually be seeing, sowing seeds of the Word, sowing seeds in prayer, sowing seeds in giving. It takes time when you're sowing seeds for a crop to be reaped, for a crop to come forth. But as we are faithful, God will bring that harvest for us to reap, predominantly of souls and disciples for His kingdom. So I'm going to read some scriptures to encourage you. Romans chapter 2, I'm reading from the Tree of Life version, verses 6 and 7. He will pay back each person according to his deeds. To those who by perseverance in doing good are seeking glory and honor in immortality and eternal life. So what are we seeking for? We're seeking for glory and honor for His kingdom, and receiving that immortality or eternal life that He has promised us. 1 Peter 2:15. For this is the will of God, that you silence the ignorance of foolish men by doing good. We need to persevere in doing good and not allow the voices of the world to discourage us. 1 Peter 3:17. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if it is God's will, than for doing evil. For Messiah once suffered for sins also, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Ruach. So again, we are made alive in Messiah. Why? Because He was made alive. He was resurrected. And He lives in us, so we can walk in victory, so we cannot lose heart in our for the assignment and destination that He has given us. 1 Peter 4:19. So then, those who suffer according to God's will, let them trust their souls to a faithful Creator while continuing to do good. So even if we suffer in this world persecution, misunderstanding, disappointments, we know that He is faithful and that He will bring us to the end of our course if we don't turn back. Leviticus 26, 3 and 4 says, if you walk in my statutes, keep my mitzvot, and carry them out, then I will give you rains in their season. The land will yield its crops, and the trees of the field will yield their fruit. There is a season in everything that we do, and we'll read that in Ecclesiastes 3, 1 to 8. We need to allow the Father to bring us to that season in our life where we, the crop, the fruit of our labors, are ready for harvest. Deuteronomy 11:14. Then I will give rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the late rain, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine and olive oil. Again, it's in his season. The enemy would like us to lose heart and grow weary and stop before our season comes, but we cannot do it. We must persevere in him. Psalm 104. Hallelujah. I'm just scrolling over to it here. Psalm 104, beginning with verse 25. There is the sea, vast and wide, teeming with glidings, things innumerable, living creatures, both small and large. Their ships go to and fro. Leviathan, you formed to frolic there. They all look to you to give them their food at the right time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good. So again, just as the God's creation looks to him to feed them at the right time, we need to look to him to feed us at the right time as well. Psalm 145, 14 to 15. Adonai upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food on time. Our Father is never late with his answers to our prayers, with his assignments that he has given us. We just need to remain faithful. A lot of times we give up before the manifestation of the fullness of what he has called us to do. And I just believe the Ruach just wants to encourage those who are listening not to give up on your vision, not to give up on your assignment. Because we need everybody in the body to fulfill what God has called them to do so that the kingdom of Yeshua can be come to full circle and we see the return of our Messiah. Yaakov, or James, chapter 5, beginning with verse 7. So be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient for it until it receives the early and late rain. You also be patient. Strengthen your hearts because the coming of Yahweh is near, the return of our Messiah. Do not grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the doors. For as an example of suffering and patience, brothers and sisters, take the prophets who spoke in the time of Yahweh. Behold, we consider blessed are those who show endurance. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and you have seen the outcome of Adonai, that Adonai is full of compassion and mercy. I want to share a quote from the Jewish New Testament by David Stern regarding these verses in James verse 7 and 8. Regarding the fruit of the earth, the quotation is from the Bracha, said before eating berries or vegetables, blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the earth. The fall and spring rains, called in the Hebrew Bible respectively Yorah and Melkosh. The reference is to the climatic pattern in Israel where the bulk of the rainfall comes between November and March. Substantial rains in October, the Yorah, and April, the Melkosh, are rare, but they are of great benefit to crops. Dan Levine, a Messianic Jewish friend, the spiritual Yorah was at Shavuot, Acts 2. The Melkosh is coming soon, or as Yaakov put it, the Lord's return is near, following up his remark that this is the Acharit HaYa'amim. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 to 8. For everything there is a season and a time for every activity under heaven. Just a comment on that, we need to, again, wait on his timing for the seasons in our life. Wait on his timing for the activity under heaven that he has, the assignments that he has for us to do here on earth. A time to give birth and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to loose, a time to keep and a time to discard, a time to tear apart and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time of peace. Last, Isaiah 40 verses 28 to 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Adonai is the eternal God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow tired or weary, and his understanding is unsearchable. He gives strength to the weary, and to one without vigor he adds might. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But they who wait for Adonai will renew their strength. They will soar up with wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. The Hebrew word for wait is kavah, and it means to eagerly wait, expect, hope, hopefully wait, look eagerly, again, looking forward to, waiting patiently. And that's one thing we need to do in our walk, because God's timing is perfect and we don't want to get ahead of his timing because we get anxious. But we also don't want to, again, lose heart. Don't lose sight of the vision. The assignment is given to you. The key is, do not lose heart or become discouraged. Do not grow weary and faint in doing what is right. There is a due time and appointed season. Continue to build yourself up in the Word and in prayer. Elvino Milcano, our Father, our King. Father, I thank you that you have given each of your children an assignment, a place in the camp, Father, a place, Father, in your plans and purposes, in the body of Messiah. Father, we thank you that we just come against the enemy who would try to hinder, Father, who would try to hinder us and cause discouragement and weariness and to want to give up. Father, we just thank you that we are victorious in you, Father, that we can do all things in Messiah who gives us strength. Father, I ask you to renew our vision, Father. Open doors that no man can shut. Father, stir up those gifts within us, Father. Revitalize that vision, that assignment you have given to us, Father. Father, help, let us, allow us, Father, to see the fruits of our labor, Father. Father, thank you for giving us these assignments, or entrusting us, Father, with these assignments, with this vision you have given us to carry out for your kingdom and your glory. And Father, I thank you that everyone who is discouraged or weary here, Father, that they would take heed to this scripture, Father, in Isaiah. Father, that they would wait upon you and you will renew their strength. They will look to you. They will eagerly expect you, Father. They will stand in faith knowing, Father, that you are watching over your word to perform it. That as we wait upon you, you will renew our strength and we will soar up with things as eagles. We will run and not grow weary. We will not walk and not be faint. In Yeshua's name, amen.